This is Jim Evans, women's soccer coach at Hendricks College, and you're listening to SCAC Media Days.
You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by Hendricks head women's soccer coach Jim Evans. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
It's great to be here, Russell.
Coach, you're headed into your fourth season at the helm of the Warriors women's soccer program. Just take me through your mindset as we go through another preseason.
Well, you know, it's been a very good preseason. Every year, you know, I'm a little more comfortable with the league and with the surroundings and everything. And you know, we got a pretty good group of players. They're working very hard, and looks like we could have a good season.
Coach, last season the Warriors posted a 3-12-2 record, 1-7-2 in the SCAC. What did your team learn over the course of last year?
Well, last year we struggled with some injuries and some players that decided not to play soccer anymore, and so we really struggled to score goals last year. We defended pretty well, but really struggled to score. And this year we have a much more balanced team. I think we're going to be pretty good going forward. We can pass the ball pretty well and defend well as well. So, you know, it should be a lot different. It should be more like the season we had the season before when we went 10-7.
Coach, four seniors on this team. Talk about their leadership. I know it's got to be a special group for you as their first year on campus there in Conway was your first year as the head coach as well, so you've sort of seen them grow and develop through your first 4 years. Talk about this group and the leadership that you expect to see from them with this team this year.
Exactly. They're a fantastic group, the seniors are, and the captains, Allison Mosley, Megan Pearson, Hannah McGrew are all, you know, all conference level players and who have either made all conference or, you know, were right there in the mix. And you know, not only are they excellent players, but they're just great kids, and I've watched them grow up over these 4 years. It's been a lot of fun to see that. You know, their growth from freshman year has been amazing, and that's one of the things I love about coaching in college is seeing people develop as, you know, not just as players, but as people.
Coach, you mentioned it already earlier, but you had trouble scoring goals last year, just 16 goals over the course of 17 games. What specifically this year and preseason going forward are you working on, and what needs to change in order to try and get some more consistency on the offensive end of the field?
Well, you know, basically we just have more good players. Last year we had some personnel problems, and we just didn't have enough players, so we kind of had to stack it defensively in order to hang in there with games. So we just didn't have much going forward. And now we just have more good players, you know, and we can pass the ball and move pretty well. So we're just getting into the attacking third a lot more and getting chances. So, you know, more goals are going to come.
Coach, you return your top three scorers from a year ago. As I look at your roster, some young players at that. How will that year of experience under their belt now, a year older, really benefit this team moving forward?
Yeah, a year's difference is amazing. We had a very good spring as well. We really improved over the spring season, but seeing these kids play, that some of them, because we were a little shorthanded last year, you know, got to play a lot, where I really wasn't planning on playing them a lot. And while we didn't do great in some of the games, they got a year's worth of playing experience in the SCAC, which is invaluable. So, you know, now they're much more competent and confident in themselves. And so that was really there was the, you know, silver lining behind that cloud, you know. And like I said, they're passing the ball really well. Their attitude's great. They also, by the way, this team, in the four seasons I've been here, this team came in by far more physically fit than any of the other teams I've had.
Coach, as preseason has unfolded, what's been the biggest surprise you've noticed from your group so far?
I'd say the quality of the passing as a group and the fitness level.
Again, you're listening to 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Day. Today I'm joined by Hendricks head women's soccer coach Jim Evans. And coach, this year the SCAC will have a new look in terms of, at the end of the season, an SCAC tournament will decide the NCAA automatic qualifying bid from the conference. Just talk about the excitement that brings to the season, to the SCAC regular season, and the opportunity of possibly playing for that conference championship at the end of the year in Birmingham.
Well, that's just huge, you know, because it gives everybody hope all season long. If you have a couple of bad weekends or you get a couple injuries in the past, that was it. You know, you had no chance. And you know, with Trinity pretty much running the board, running the table most years, you just had no chance. And it's tough on the players to keep really positive all the time, especially late in the season. So you know, now we're going to have something to play for every game, and you know, I think it's a realistic goal for us to make the league playoffs. And if we do that, who knows? You have a great weekend, and next thing you know, you're in the NCAA tournament. So it's happened many times. Our baseball team did that, and so it can be done. You know.
Coach, one of the exciting things every preseason brings is the influx of a new freshman class. You brought in, I believe, 5 new girls onto your team. Talk about this freshman group. How are they adjusting to the college soccer game? And do you feel like you brought some girls that really have a chance to make an impact on your team this year?
Absolutely. I think, you know, a couple of them are going to start, and the others are going to play a lot. They all are pretty good players. Obviously, they're freshmen, though. And it's been my experience that freshmen are very inconsistent. You can't count on them to be consistent game in and game out like you can with your juniors and seniors. So we expect that. You know, they're gonna, and you know, they're away from home for the first time, and sometimes kids make the wrong choice. They should be getting sleep, and instead they go to a party, and the next thing they know, they're too tired for the game. And you know, that's all part of a kid growing up. And but they're nice kids. They're good players. The older players are excited that they're here because they've made us a better team.
Coach, the SCAC from top to bottom is one of the, you know, most competitive leagues in the conference. Obviously, there are no weekends off in terms of regular season play. Just talk about this league, the way you've seen it grow over your last 4 years, and what makes it so competitive.
Well, it is. It's a great league. And, you know, Trinity, I think, stands a little bit head and shoulders above the rest. But then the next echelon, there's 4 or 5 top teams. And the so-called weaker teams, there's no easy games. I mean, you know, we've been in that category of being a weaker team, and you know, they haven't been easy wins for the other teams. And you know, Oglethorpe, they've struggled record-wise, but they got a quality team, you know. And so you're right. There's never a weekend off. If you don't come to play in the SCAC, you're getting beat, and that's as it should be. So that's pretty good.
Coach, as you look forward to this 2011 season, what are some of the goals you have for this Warriors team?
Well, I think the main goal that we have is that we want to keep improving as a team and keep enjoying it. And if we do that, the rest of the stuff, I think, is going to take care of itself, you know, the wins and losses and so on. We're not really setting a goal that, you know, we want to win, you know, X number of games, because you can't really control that. We want to be consistent. We want to battle hard every game. We want to pass the ball well and defend well. And if we do those things, we stand a chance to do well in the league. And for us, you know, realistically, doing well in the league would be getting one of those top 6 spots, and making the league playoff would be like going to the NCAAs for us.
What's the toughest thing you face as a head coach in the SCAC?
Well, I'd have to say it's a good thing and a bad thing, is that these kids are so multi-talented. And they're so into so many really cool things that they do in their lives, whether it be, you know, studying abroad or being in Amnesty International or, you know, being in the Student Senate or playing a musical instrument, you know, at a high level. They're so multi-talented that sometimes they don't have enough energy left to really do it on the field. And And, you know, when you think about it, though, for a college player, what's wrong with that? I mean, I know for me, I played at UConn, and, you know, all we did was play, and we were really good, but my college experience was not even close to what these kids have. So, you know, I like it. It is a little frustrating at times because we maybe don't, you know, become quite as good as we would have done if we treated them like D1 players.
And finally, Coach, the 2011 Hendricks Warriors soccer team will be a success if what happens?
If we stick together and we battle and we play for 90 minutes, it'll be a success because that will allow us to show our skill and show what we have.
Hendricks head women's soccer coach Jim Evans. Again, the Warriors open up their 2011 campaign September 2nd against Laterno. Coach, thank you so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the 2011 season.
Thanks a lot, Russell. Appreciate it.